Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that the Lord has given us this opportunity to come together at this particular moment, at this particular time. I thank God for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and He started us on our way. Amen. He gave us strength and courage to make it through another day. Amen. And although there are many prayer concerns and many people have inboxed me, many people have texted me, many people have walked up to me face to face, there are many prayers that are up in the atmosphere that we have to extend. I told you this was a ministry of extension. We have to extend to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord already knows everything that we need. He already knows what we're going to ask for before we ask it, but He is requiring that we ask of Him in His name. Amen. How many of you know that any time you go somewhere to buy something and you put something in your name, or someone is generous enough to put something in their name, amen, that God says that that is good. He says that is good because it means that everything is well with you, because you are able to receive things by putting everything in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Before we get into the ministry, the Lord has given me so much to say. This is the prayer night for the Love Ministry and Talk Show, and we're going to render up unto God many prayer concerns. But the Lord, I want you to write this down. As I was preparing for this particular prayer session, the Lord says, increase faith. He says, increase faith. That is the phrase the Lord gave, and I know that when that particular time comes in the ministry where we have to talk about increased faith, the Lord is going to give me the words, and He's going to give me the vision in order to articulate and give you what He has given unto me so that we can advance the kingdom of God and advance our lives as well. So the Lord says, increase faith. Amen. Increase faith. Then after which the Lord gave me to let you know what's going on with the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. What is the mission, the purpose, and some things that the Lord has blessed this ministry to do within the last few months. Some things that the Lord has blessed this ministry to do in the last few months. And then also we're going to talk about some things concerning education, religion, and gospel. And we're going to touch on that briefly, because those are going to be articles that I am writing about as the Lord has given this unto me. Amen. So once again, I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you who are tuned in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And so without further ado, I want to go ahead and read the verse that God gave me, which is Romans 8:28. And this verse is actually linked to our prayers, and it's also linked to the phrase that God gave, increased faith. Romans 8:28 read, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." I have read Romans 8:28. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of His holy word. And I want to say this before I get into the meat of our prayer. There's been many things that has happened this week. Amen. Some people have lost family members. Some people are going through trying times with their health. Some people are just in storms. And God says that all things work together for the good for those who are called according to His purpose. You're going to have to, no matter how hard we pray on this particular particular ministry, you're going to have to pray unto God yourself. God says there comes a time when every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that He is Lord. We're all accountable and responsible for our own souls. It would be nice if our parents could stand in our stead. It would be nice if the ministers could stand in our stead. But God says He wants to hear from you. He wants to see your face. He says no matter what you're going through, all of us have gone through some storms. And the storms have pounded us so hard that we felt like we were flat on our faces. But the Lord says when you get flat on your face, He says you must bow down and pray unto Him so that when you come up, amen, from this storm, He says you will renew your strength and you will receive His power to make it through. Because it's hard. It's hard to go through the storm of life, to lose something or someone so precious. It's hard to go through issues. It's hard to go through storms. But God says that all things work together for the good, for those who are called according to His purpose. You're going to have to call on the Lord. We're going to call on the Lord, and the Lord is going to answer because we're sincere in our prayers, and we are praying for you. We are praying for the situation. We're praying for ourselves. We're praying for our health. We're praying for our families. We're praying for your families. We're praying for this world. We're praying for different issues going on. We're praying for our youth. But God says that He wants to hear from you. You can't depend on the prayers of others. You can ask others for prayer. But He wants to hear from you. Why? Because He says He has a will for your life as well. God says do not give up on Him. You go through the storms of life. He says things are taken away from you. He says, but just as those things are taken away from you, He is able to comfort you and bring you things that. So therefore, we're going to go to God in prayer. And after we go to God in prayer, I want to talk to you about increased faith. Then afterwards, I want to talk to you a little bit about the ministry, the Love of Jesus ministry, the mission, the purpose, and the blessings that the Lord has bestowed on this ministry. And then I want to talk to you a little bit about education, religion, and gospel. Without further ado, we are going to consecrate ourselves and we're going to pray unto God. And we're praying for the unction of the Spirit, and we're praying for those prayer requests that people have made known unto us. We know that we take everything to God in prayer. We know that we give God everything, and we know that God is able to do the miraculous. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day, Lord. We thank You for this moment. We thank You for this hour, Lord. Lord, we come unto You as empty vessels, thanking You for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and You started us on our way. You kept us all throughout the day, Lord, from hurt, harm, and danger. You blessed us to make it through the trying times, the hard times of life, Lord. And You're even blessing us to make it this very moment, this second, and this hour, Lord. We don't know what the next minute holds, and we don't know what tomorrow holds. But what we do know is that we serve a true and living God who is able to do everything but fail. Lord, we come to You today lifting up the bereaved families, those who have lost loved ones, Lord, those who say, pray for me, those who feel like they're stuck and their backs are against the wall and they don't know what else to do, Lord. We ask if You would dispatch Your angels and comfort them in that right early, comfort them at night and dry away their tears, Lord, and let them know that crying is all right. And we ask that You restore their souls, Lord, and would You give them the comfort that they're missing, whatever that is, and would You bless them to be able to make it through because the storms of life have beat them down. But, Lord, we know that once we get on the ground, we're able to pray unto You, Lord. And when we stand up, we know that You give us strength and courage and power to keep going. Then, Lord, we ask for those prayers of those individuals who are going through surgery and different procedures and who are sick in their bodies. We ask, would You be the great physician from the top to the bottom? We know that all of our days are numbered and things happen and transitions happen, but we know that we serve a true and living God who is able to deliver and set free, who's able to heal, who's able to give peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we ask, would you change the mindsets of people who doubt you and the power that you're able to deliver and give, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who believe in you and those who don't. We thank you, Lord, for those who have turned to you and those who have turned from you, because we know that those who have turned from you, Lord, will come back unto you, because every knee must bow and every tongue is going to have to confess. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless these youth, Lord, all over this land and country. Would you bless their parents? Would you bless the people who deal with them on a daily basis, Lord? Would you bless programs and implementations to be put in place that will help foster successful young men and women where they will be prosperous in this evil world, Lord? We ask that you utilize our eyes to continue to look up to the hills from which cometh our help. Would you utilize our mouth to be mouthpieces of your word and encouragement? We ask that you continue to bless our hands to be of your service and to help us to be those individuals who are not bound by evil spirits, but bound by the fullness of love and kindness. Lord, as we get ready to relinquish this prayer, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are going into the hospitals, coming out, those who are thinking about going in, Lord. We thank you for safe travels. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for our family and our friends, and we thank you for our careers, and we thank you for the doors that are opening, and we thank you for the doors that you're still waiting, Lord, and preparing us for, Lord. We ask that you continue to help us to be the people that you would have us to be, Lord. That you crown this head from the top to the bottom, continue to give us wisdom, understanding, power, knowledge, and the gift that you have given us. Would you help us to use it to the greatest capacity? And would you help us to increase our faith and help us to be individuals that edify and magnify your holy name, Lord. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer up into the atmosphere, we ask that this particular ministry on this particular day, this Wednesday, be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight, Lord. We consecrate this week, Lord, although we know we're in the middle of it, Lord, and we ask, would the rest of this week be successful, Lord, 180 days of favor and grace, as you said, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation, the prophecy, and the gift, Lord. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey. Amen. Amen. That was The Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. That was the instrumental track, ladies and gentlemen. That was the instrumental track. Now, when I came on the ministry, the Lord spoke increased faith. And I just believe and I know that the Lord is going to give a word about increased faith. So what I want to do is, as we listen unto the Lord, I want you to get out a sheet of paper, or for those of you who are visual learners and auditory learners, you may listen and you may visualize this. And I want you to get out a sheet of paper and I want you to write increase faith. Increase faith. And as we get ready to listen to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you may hear a couple of pauses, but do not be alarmed, dismayed, or disturbed, because we know that when we're in the hands and in the presence of God, we know that everything's going to be all right. This is very much unscripted. This is, I believe in the power of God. I believe that God, whatever he wants us to know, he's going to give it to us. And it may not come when we want it to, but it'll be there right on time. Amen. So we're going to talk about increased faith today. We're going to talk about increased faith for a moment, and as long as the Lord speaks, then we're going to continue to teach the word of God. When we speak about increased faith, you must understand what increased faith means. God says that your mustard seed, the requirement, the minimum requirement that he has given unto us, the faith of a mustard seed, he says you must on a daily basis, so put on a daily basis, I must continue to nourish my seed. God says that some of us are planting seeds. We have the gifts. We have the talents. We're in the right place. God says, for all of you who are walking in the wheel, you're in the right place. He says, but your seed is not being nourished. So what do you have to do? God says that on a daily basis, and I want you to write this down, then I'm going to break it down in the spiritual form. God says that you have to watch. You have to watch your seed, okay? Number two, God says that you have to make sure that your seed is on fertile ground. Your seed is on fertile ground. Then number three, he says you have to make sure that you are watering your seed. You are watering your seed. Then he says, finally, allow your seed to enjoy the rain and the sunshine. God says, think of your garden. He says your garden is the earth, is the place that he has allowed us to walk on. Some of you are walking in your wheel in many different places in your life. God says that wherever your seed is, wherever that seed is that you was given, whatever your gift is that you were given by God, he says there is a place. Sister Tamla Mann says this place. There is a place that you have planted your seed. You have been obedient, and you have planted your seed. It means that you are utilizing your gifts, okay? God says, but you must watch your gift. Anytime you have a seed, and we're going back to science and we're going back to reality. We're in science right now. Anytime you have a seed, you must go out and watch your seed on a daily basis. Why do you need to go see your seed on a daily basis? It's because you're seeing progress. God says that when you're walking in the wheel, amen, he says it may seem like you're not moving, you're not advancing. He says because he wants you, just like that seed within the first 2 weeks, to be still and know that he is God. He says when you are watching the power of God and when you're listening to God, he says be still and know that I am God. He says you're not going to, as soon as you get to that place, you're not going to grow into a large plant. He says you must become, familiarize yourself and become humble, because God is going to advance your vision. Amen. God is going to advance your vision. He says, because you're starting at the bottom of the wheel, he says, you're going to feel like it was a bad move. You're going to feel like I'm not growing, I'm not increasing. He says, but this is your be still and know that I am God. Remember, I told you that when you're walking in the will of God, you're going to have to be able to hear what God is saying, or else you will walk out of the will of God. So God says, be still. He says, watch and be still. He says, you must be under the dirt at first. He says, because he is molding you into a humbling experience, you can't grow being full of yourself. We can't grow being full of ourselves, because God is going to already show us where we're going to be at the end. He says, you must humble yourself. You must start at the bottom. You must have some valley experiences, some valley moments, he says, so that you can renew and build your strength. What type of strength do you need? Well, I have some kids listening, and God said it correlates to Papa the sailor man. Papa did not have any strength until he ate spinach. Well, God says you're not going to have any strength until you read the word of God. He has favored you. I told you 180 days of favor, grace, and mercy. He has favored you, he says, but just because he has given you that favor in the will, he says you must still read the word of God. Do not put your Bibles down. Do not say that I don't need God because now I'm in my will. God says he is going to put you through a phase entitled the humbling experience. You're going to experience some things, and it's going to feel like you're not advancing. But God says, be patient, because he is not through with you yet. He wants you to be humble, but he's making you strong because you are submerged in the word of God. And when you come out, you will come out as pure gold. So God says the first thing you need to do is be still. For my science people, God says the first thing you need to understand is when you plant a seed, it's not going to grow overnight. Amen. It has to get familiar with the ground. For my children, God says that if you want strength, he says it's just like Popeye the Sailor Man. Once you read the word of God, no matter how small you are, amen, he says once you read the word of God, he says then you're able to increase your strength so that you can make it through and so that you can continue to walk into the will of God. And then number two, he says fertile ground. He says anything that's dead must be buried. Amen. If you look at your seed, anything that's underground is considered or may be considered as a dead thing. But God says that when you're at your lowest point, when you're on the ground, excuse me, under the dirt, he says when you feel like you're just, all hope is gone and the dirt is on top of you, God says that you are the seed. You, as long as you have breath in your body and as long as you praise him, it doesn't matter how low you are, he says you're still on fertile ground and able to renew your strength. God says there are going to be some trying times in your real walking. There are going to be some things that you're going to go through in your real walking. He says, but you are on, you are under fertile ground. Why? Because God has ordered your steps. He says, and he knows every stumbling block that you're going to face. And so he's preparing you. So we already told you about being still and humbling yourself and allowing God to give you that strength through the word. Now we're talking about the fertile ground. And many people, like I said before, I've heard many people inbox me and they've come to me face to face and says, you know, I'm facing this, my back is against the wall. But God says that you are still living. He says, so you still need to give God praise, even if you're at your lowest point. Why? Because you're still in the will and you're going somewhere. Amen. Then we talk about the seed again. And God says that when you, not only should you watch this seed and be still, not only should you watch God and be still, not only will you have this humbling experience and not only will you feel like you reach rock bottom, but God says that with this seed you must water it. God says watering helps it to grow. When God speaks about water, the simulation is to be submerged in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God says that we must be baptized. A lot of people think that we have to do like John the Baptist and get baptized in water. God says sometimes we have to baptize ourselves under the anointing of the Word of God. Many people go through the baptismal at church, and they go under the water, and then they come back up. Amen. By an ordained minister, but the Lord says that if you have already been baptized, you must baptize again by submerging yourself in the Word of God. I mean, some people think that when people are born again, they have to go back into their mother's womb, and the Lord says that is not so. He says just as this seed is underground, he says it must be watered so that it can come up, so that it can grow. Watered with what? Watered with the Word of God. He says you must familiarize yourself with the Word of God. You must be prepared. You must have and keep on the full armor of God. He says some of you are going to get hot and want to take off the full armor. You want to do like David and you want to dance without your armor. But God says that you must take your armor everywhere you go. He says, what is your armor? Your armor is the Word of God. And the only way that you can have the Word of God and increase your faith is if you continue to water that seed. Now, in science, if you water the seed too much, amen, then things are going to happen. You're going to cause the dirt to turn into mud. God says it turns into mud. God says that the Word of God, when you are submerged in the Word of God, he says you never can get too much because it is living water. I'm reminded that the fertile ground, you're at your lowest point. So God says the more you receive the Word of God, the more you come up. Amen. So God says you cannot drown, and just because you overwater, which means that you overpray or that you continuously are in the Word of God, God says you will not drown, you will not turn into mud. He says, but you will grow and you will prosper and you will continue to make it to the will of God and the blessings. And he says, allow your seed as it grows to enjoy the sun and the rain. He says, now in this journey, as I said before, for all of my wheel walkers, and those who are getting dressed and those who are thinking about coming unto the Lord, the Lord says that you're going to have some valley moments. Uh-huh. You're going to have some storms in your life. Things are going to happen, and you're going to feel like you're at your lowest point, even when you're walking in the will of God. He says, but that's just a test from the devil. He says, but God is the author, and he is the finisher of our faith. And because of that, God says that he is preparing you through this particular activity to increase your faith. God says that many times we have small faith. Some of you want to expand your ministry. Some of you want to go different places. Some of you want new careers. God says you must increase your faith, and you must come unto God to do so. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Amen. We can have people praying for us. We can have people teaching the word of God. But unless we come unto God ourselves and say, Lord, I want to increase my faith. I want to be this seed. I want to watch this seed. I want to be still and know that you're God. I know this is a humbling experience for me. I feel like my back is against the wall, but I'm on fertile ground. And because I'm on fertile ground, I must praise the Lord. Because the blood is running warm in my veins, I must continue to praise the Lord, although I feel like I'm underground. And because I feel like I'm underground, Lord, I'm going to keep praising you. I'm going to keep watering this seed until it grows. I'm going to keep praying until something happens. I'm not going to let you go, Lord, until something happens. And I understand and I recognize that even in this wheel walking and being anointed by God and being under the Spirit of God, that every day is not going to be Sunday and every day is not going to exhibit the sun. I understand that the rain comes sometime, but either way it goes, I'm still going to be still and humble myself, and I'm going to praise you. Amen. And that's what God is looking for on a daily basis. He says, increase your faith in him. Increase your faith. Our faith must be increased. When you're in the wheel, for all of the wheel walkers, this includes me, God says, when you think big, God is able to increase your territory. But when you think small, God is going to mold that particular blessing into your thought. God says, so, and we heard the phrase, so a man thinketh that he is. God says, you have to believe and trust in God that he's able to do everything. God is in control. He has everything in the palm of his hands. Everything you need, guess what? God's got it. If you need love, guess what? God's got it. Amen. God has everything that you need. So therefore, you have to increase your faith. You know, Popeye wanted strength. So what did he do? He went to go get the spinach. If you want strength, read your Bible. Have a relationship with God. God says, increase. Excuse me. Increase your faith. I want you to think about that. Increase your faith. Increase your faith in what? Increase your faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Think about that for a second. Increase your faith. We're going to watch and be still. We feel like we are at our lowest point, but God says all you need is praise and the word of God. He says, and you will grow. You will get over those things. You will grow over those things. And he says, even when you're anointed by God, he says, you're going to go through the storms. You're going to go through the rain, but you're going to make it. And that's the assurance, that's the encouragement that we need for God. He says, you're not going to want for anything. He says, you're going to make it regardless. You're going to make it. Why? Because God loves you. Why? Because you're under the anointing of God. There is nothing that can stop you. Even when you're in your darkest moments, God says, keep going. Keep walking in his will. Because God can do everything. And because God is everything, okay? So increase the faith. Watch and be still. Excuse me. Then after you watch and be still, then understand that you are on fertile ground. And notice I said ground. That's a humbling experience, but you're still to praise our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Know that you are to continue to praise God, continue to reverence God, and then understand that you will go through the storms and you will go through the rain. Okay? All right. Now let's go into our third phase of the ministry. I want to tell you a little bit about the purpose of this ministry, and I want to tell you how the Lord has blessed this ministry. This particular ministry was started 2 years ago. The Lord gave me a calling to start a ministry in which I would interview individuals and understand their gift as it relates to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I wanted to share it with my listeners. And I have listeners from this particular Blog Talk Radio and listeners on Facebook and listeners in LinkedIn and About Me and other social media sites. And then the Lord gave me some words to speak as far as teaching and ministry through the lessons that he has given me. And so I've been interviewing different individuals all over this land and country. In addition to that, I've been teaching and spreading the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As far as the mission is to lift the name of Jesus. The purpose is to highlight and uplift people through the gifts that God has given and also through the teachings of God. As far as the blessings are concerned, the Lord has blessed this ministry in so many ways. I've had the opportunity to attend award shows and service media. I've had the opportunity to step on many platforms and just not only speak the word of God, but speak about different topics that I love so dearly, which is education, religion, and gospel music. Recently, the Lord gave me a vision to continue to write since I am an English major. Amen. And so I'm going to begin writing articles about education, religion, and gospel music and other topics that really touch me. And education is a huge one, and so is gospel music. And so the Lord gave me that. And the Lord basically told me to use what I have. You know, I'm still working on having a radio show. My ultimate goal is to have a syndicated radio show, but God says use what you have. The Lord is well pleased with where I'm at now and what I have and what I'm using. But as we all know, the Lord wants to increase our territory. I told you this was a ministry of increase, and the Lord is going to do that when it is time. But as for now, as I said before, I'm going to continue to work for God and continue to be obedient unto God and get on the blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. And I'm going to have many psalmists and guests and journalists and people that you've heard of and some people that you haven't. And I'm going to interview them. I'm going to keep spreading the word of God. And I'm just doing God's will right now. You know, I've interviewed with many talk show hosts and radio hosts. As I said before, I have a book out, but I'm also going to write another book. And it's called Using What You Have. And the Lord wants us to do that. You know, you don't have to have anything fancy. You know, God says use what you have and he will multiply it. He will take you places that you would never imagine. And so I just appreciate every opportunity. I appreciate God for giving me the vision to even come up with just this mission and purpose and the goals of this particular ministry. And I appreciate each and every guest who comes on the ministry. We deal with celebrities all the way to regular people like me. And so these people come on the ministry, and I plan on, you know, getting the word out about this ministry because God has really touched this ministry. And God has shown me some things, as I said before, when I was talking about looking at the end, seeing the end in mind. And God has showed me some things with this particular ministry and some places and some people. And, I mean, it's just been awesome, and I thank God for it. But as I said before, with this ministry, I'm in the stage of preparing and getting ready. Amen. And I am currently walking in the will of God with this particular ministry. And as I said before, I'm going to continue to walk because God didn't have to do this, but he did. And so the experiences that I have, such as the Stellar Awards, such as other award shows and educational workshops and opportunities that the Lord has given, I thank God for that because God says just use what you have. And as long as you use what you have, God will bless it. And as long as you're obedient, God will bless it. There is nothing that you will have to want for because everything we need, guess what? God's got it. So he has everything we need. So I just thank God for the opportunity. And as I said before, the mission is lifting up the name of Jesus, and the purpose is to uplift and empower people and to allow the world to know what the Lord has done in the lives of many people and to minister and teach the word of God. As far as topics that I'm really interested in, I'm interested in education, religion, gospel music. I'm interested in fashion and, you know, just news about different things going on in the world. Recently, I had an article about fear, and it speaks about our males. Our males are in a crisis right now. 70% of our males are locked up in prison, and there's a reason why. Many people blame it on bad choices. Many people blame it on stereotypes and other things of nature. But what I found out and I'm going to write about is that as these young men are growing up, they're not allowed to cry. Crying is not popular. It's not known for little boys to cry. And so because they can't cry, the anger builds up. And then when they become young men, they let all that anger out. And that's what happens in some cases, in some instances. You know, when we talk about other aspects of education, we're looking at topics such as No Child Left Behind. We're looking at topics such as different acts, such as the Homeless Act. We're looking at different topics such as retention and social promotion. And part of those things that causes our students, and we say our students, I'm talking about students worldwide, to drop out of school. One of the main factors that I want to speak on is social promotion. Just because we don't want somebody to be 6'3 in the fifth or sixth grade does not constitute for social promotion, because those same students drop out when they get in ninth grade. There must be, and God has given me a vision, there must be some type of remediation to move that student or to advance that student. I do feel like in the elementary as well as the middle school age groups that those particular students should have an intervention and social promotion should not be permitted. However, if a student is all the way up to their senior year in high school and they have met the requirements, the minimum requirements at least, up until the 12th grade, I believe that they should be socially promoted to graduation, amen, because they work so hard. And everybody's not going to attend college. But I have a problem with social promotion when students are in elementary and middle school, because we just pass those students up and they struggle and they get into trouble. And many students get into trouble because they're unable to keep up and they want to have something that will entertain them. They want to make people laugh. They want to get the focus off of the real problem, which is I struggle in this area, I struggle in that area. So, you know, I'm for social promotion in high school as far as the 11th and 12th graders, because we have to help increase the graduation rate. And all of those kids, all of those students will not attend college. But when they're in elementary, they're in middle school, they have a problem with it, because what happens is they just struggle. Then by the ninth grade, when they think they're grown, they'll just drop out. Some drop out at eighth grade. It just depends on the parental involvement. It depends on what their parents tolerate. So, you know, we really need to look at issues. Excuse me, my allergies are still messing up. We need to look at issues such as that with education. When we talk about religion, we're going to hit some of those topics about religion. The main thing is we want to create an image of God's kindness and his love for the people. We want to educate the people about the God that we talk about, the God that we serve. And we don't want to pass any judgments, but we do want to talk about the God that we serve. As far as gospel music, as I said before, any event that I attend, you know, or any gospel artist who's doing things, I want to know about it. And if I can attend, I'll attend and I'll write about it. And so basically I just want to get the ministry, the gospel ministry out there. I'm all about entertainment as far as the movies, faith-based movies. I love to write about those things. And so I'm currently working on that. I'm also trying to build up the ministry as well, get the ministry out there. And I know that God is going to bless the Love, Live Jesus ministry, that Free to Love talk show. But God says, use what you have. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. He says, use what you have, and he will multiply. So if you're out there and you're listening and you have a radio station, whether it's big or whether it's small, God says, use what you have, and he will multiply. He wants us to increase our faith. He wants us to know that all things work together for the good for those who are called according to his purpose. Then he wants us to know that he is God, and you can take everything to God in prayer. I want to tell you at this particular time that I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love, Live Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with the love. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, those of you who are in journalism, media, you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonyya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for all of your family members. If you have to put them all on one line, pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. Also, make sure that you pray for those you know and those who you do not know. Understand that we are having a talent show on the second Saturday in June in Bellmead, Texas. So be sure to continue to look out for that particular information. Also, be sure to look at my hub pages under Afrita Love, as I will write about, as I said before, education, religion, gospel, and entertainment. So be sure to look out for that. Be sure to go to the movies this weekend, as we have some great movies coming out. And in addition to that, just make sure that you love yourself and make sure that you continue to tune into the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love, at blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. You can pretty much contact me on any type of social media, such as LinkedIn. I'm under Afrita Love. Facebook, I'm under Afrita Love or Frida Love. I already gave you my email, emonyya_love@yahoo.com. I recommend at this particular time our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto you. If you do not have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, please make sure that you get one pretty soon, because as I said before, every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. Till next time, with your Saturday, take care of yourselves and each other. I'm your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.